protect them shorts by all costs. Now, on top of all the ratchetry that happened to Gary, the BET Hip Hop Awards took place this weekend, and I was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started off as a good time. It really did. Until Jeezy and Rick Ross's camp started going at each other's throats backstage. There was a big shoving, pushing match backstage.
What is it about? What is everybody so mad about?
This is it, and like, everybody, y'all have so much money. Y'all are blowing it. You know what I'm saying? Like out of all the places you guys can settle your differences, why are you going to settle your differences when the world is watching? You know what I'm saying? Like, at something that's supposed to honor and uplift this culture that we hold so dear, that employs so many people, that makes it, puts you in a position where you're able to hire as many goons and cronies that, you know, roll and follow behind you. Mm-hmm. Y'all guys gonna fight backstage at an award show?
You know what's crazy about that, Crack? I think they like the big spotlight of the world watching, so they can see who's the baddest, and the world can see who's better than who.
I tell you what, I'd be so damn glad when they move me over to smooth R&B, get me up out of that culture. I'm just gonna keep it real. I mean, I love hip hop or whatever, but I don't like what it has become. I come from the era of Run DMC and
Slick Rick,
Slick Rick, and all that kind of stuff. When rapping, when hip hop was fun, what it has become now. And then what the music has become now, I don't really care for it, for real.
And the thing is, it's still fun, but it's the people that we choose to uplift, that radio and TV and video chooses to uplift, are the guys,
it's,
you
sensationalized.
Know. Yeah, so in addition to the top of that, so like, you know, you thought that was the worst thing that happened. And the cool thing is, like, on the stage, Rick, 50 Cent and Fat Joe got together. Right. They was on stage together, because these dudes have been at odds forever.
Right.
But they rocked out on stage together, because we thought that was going to be a tense moment, because I was watching the whole thing play out. I was like, yo, okay, so 50 Cent and Fat Joe on stage at the same time. Is Fat Joe going, like, nod his head to his music? Oh, he did. All right, then everything's cool. Are they going to walk past each other? They didn't on stage, but, like, backstage, 50 Cent and Fat Joe shook hands, gave the little peace sign. Everything's cool there.
And but that's what it's all about, man. You know, people just got to step up and be grown and know that people are watching you. You know what I mean? And do the right thing.
But then on the top of that, somebody got jumped in the parking lot. It was just like man. Something good would happen, and then something awful would happen.
And
like
then something else good happened.
I'll go into detail a little bit later.
Well, maybe somebody got pregnant, a baby was created.
Oh, yeah, by some people that looked like famous people.
Yeah.
There was
a
dude walking around looking like Tay Diggs. He was tagging them.
Yeah, because I went to Williams and Sonoma to give me a partner. I couldn't find no turkey bases. Anyway.